war hasn't paused yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israeli troops continue to target Hamas inside Gaza, killing more of the militants before a deal to free some hostages takes effect that'll temporarily stop the fighting.
We need to bring them all home now.
She's among the families of Hamas's hostages gathered at a Vatican today, meeting with Pope Francis. The ones that'll be set free in an agreement the U.S. helped broker will be women and children. Three are expected to be Americans.
Hamas will be releasing 50 hostages, both women and children. Now, in exchange, Israel will then get a 3-to-1 ratio, basically. Israel would be then releasing 150 Palestinian prisoners.
Fox's Jeff Paul is in Tel Aviv, says the first group could be set free tomorrow.
And because they'll be coming out in groups of 10 to 12 people over a span of 4 to 5 days, it's going to be a little complex as far as what could happen over those days.
More Americans are out driving or taking off for Thanksgiving tomorrow, but so far it's not too bad across the country at airports.
So far we've seen 40 cancellations today and just over 400 delays. Here at Newark Airport, the line, it has consistently been pretty long. And we've been talking to passengers who showed up early, and they said even though they showed up early, they're now a little nervous.
Well, that's Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth. Sam Altman is back at OpenAI. Days after the board fired him as CEO, prompting hundreds of employees to threaten to quit, that board was replaced and the new one rehired Altman.
The previous board of directors had refused to give specific reasons for why it fired Altman, though industry insiders suggest it had to do with AI's rapid commercialization since ChatGPT launched a year ago. And members of the board had expressed deep concerns about the safety risks posed by AI.
That's Fox's Kevin Quirk. Altman, after he was fired, was set to join Microsoft, but now he's back at OpenAI. America's listening to Fox News.
Get big savings and big rewards now during Provember at Lowe's. Right now, new and existing MVPs can get 50% off an NFL Plus premium annual subscription and get access to live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Red Zone, NFL Network, and more. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. New and qualified returning NFL Plus subscribers only. Limited time offer. Promotional pricing applies to this year only. Plan automatically renews until canceled. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends 11/30.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
This is a day that people alive and old enough 60 years ago won't ever forget. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas on this day in 1963. There was a mass shooting last night in Philadelphia.
Gunfire on the city's north side left 7 people shot. 2 of them died. Shootings thought to be the result of a dispute over drugs based on what police found in 2 cars at the scene.
One of the vehicles in plain view appeared to have narcotics inside, and another vehicle in plain view appeared to have some cash inside of that vehicle.
Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Scott Small. All 7 of the victims are believed to have been involved. No innocent bystanders hurt because lousy weather had the streets in Philadelphia mostly empty. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
An accused killer in Colorado captured across the state line in New Mexico, where police found Anmay Clark in the white pickup truck they were searching for. He's now facing murder charges after Monday's shooting in Custer County that left 3 people dead and another critically injured in what is believed to be a property dispute. A victory in court for gun owners' rights advocates in Maryland.
A 3-judge panel ruled a Maryland handgun licensing law was unconstitutionally restrictive to those seeking to purchase a firearm. The measure required potential buyers to submit to fingerprinting as part of a background check, as well as take a firearm safety course in order to obtain a special license. Second Amendment advocates had filed a challenge in 2016. The law was initially passed in 2013 in the aftermath of that mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly before what is typically a light trading day before Thanksgiving, when there is no trading. Then yesterday, the Dow dropped 62 points, ending a 5-day streak of gains. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An investigation underway. It follows an officer-involved shooting in Carlinville. Police say an officer pulled over a car Sunday, reported stolen on North Broad Street. The person in the car pointing a gun to the officer who shot the suspect. That suspect flew into a hospital for life-threatening injuries. A man wounded after he was shot in Urbana. They say police responded to multiple calls Sunday related to a robbery of a resident in the 1200 block of South Vine Street. Man found with a gunshot wound taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The victim and the suspect got into a fight apparently in an apartment complex in the area. Illinois Department of Transportation, state police, and law enforcement across the state reminding the public, buckle up and drive sober this Thanksgiving. Drivers will see hundreds of additional seatbelt enforcement zones and patrols looking for seatbelt law violators and drug and alcohol impaired drivers through November 28th. Always be safe on your Thanksgiving weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday. Yeah. It is November 22nd. Don't know if anybody remembers. Historically, you're not old enough, but it was 60 years ago today that John F. Kennedy Jr. died in assassination in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
We will talk about that with Ed and Johnny coming up. Ed Martin's not old enough, but Johnny and I are, so... You have that going for you.
Certainly seen the clips. Walter Cronkite, I mean, almost choking up.
No, he did.
He made the announcement.
He did indeed. Solier's not old enough, but you know what? That's good, too. He's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, with a look at, again, an amazing November that has just, two-thirds of the way through. At least it's Mr. Yeah. Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase their team, and they can keep you up on COVID and flu shots. Learn more at carl.org.
All right, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Right back at you guys, and ought to be a pretty happy one with regard to the elements out there. Nothing to worry about from a travel standpoint here within a good day and a half drive both today and tomorrow. And matter of fact, right on through the upcoming holiday weekend, maybe a little lake-induced moisture on the Michigan side of things from time to time. There's winter advisories and storm watches for snows, but way to the west of us, Montana through Wyoming, and the last of the rain system that skirted on by here, bringing a little rainfall in the area. Is the eastern states, the southeast down through Florida, and some snow for the northeast in New England. We said right in between, but definitely signs of some colder weather moving in here as in the waning days of November, beginning part of December. Out the door this morning, still a few degrees above average for the time of year, but that will be changing here in the mornings to come. 34 at Willard and Savoy, 33 over at Rantoul. Partly sunny for the day today, up to about 47 this afternoon, right on target for the time of year. Northwest breeze will bottom out tonight with a clearing sky at 27. Tomorrow, thanks Thanksgiving Day, sun-filled, light wind, not a bad day. Get out and stretch your legs. Highs up near 48 degrees, again, with light winds around into the north. Into the 20s tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, colder, and about 43 on Friday. Will be right around or a hair above 40 for the upcoming, at least rest of the holiday weekend. There may be a couple of snow showers and a few sprinkles mixed in for both Sunday and Tuesday next week. That's it for moisture. Overnight readings will be cold in the 20s. Daytime readings closer to 40 degrees for Monday and Tuesday of next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, get the adult Greg Solier.
Well, she's the learned one. She's a presidential star. She's a professor at Hofstra University in Long Island. It's our friend, dear sweet Mina Bose. How are you,
Mina? I'm fine, Stevie J. How are you? Thank you for the always kind introduction.
I don't have time to read your credentials. What is that called? Like, we call it a resume, but in your league it's like Vitae or something. What's the cumuli? What the heck they call you guys in education? You have a, instead of a resume, it's called a fancier name.
Oh, of course, a vita, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Because of the Latin.
Anyway, nice to have you on. You know, it's 60 years ago, John Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As a presidential historian, to me, I mean, America right now feels sideways. It's just a lot going on that I wouldn't have ever expected to have to think about, discuss. And the office of the presidency, it has changed a great deal, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, this is a hard day, and I think a hard Thanksgiving for so many people. But, the hostages, right, in the Middle East, kind of state of world affairs, the kind of questions about, you know, where we go in American politics. And I think I Actually, I was talking with someone last week with a Long Island reporter about Kennedy visiting Long Island right before the election in November of 1960, mm-hmm. and right before. And I've only read about it. I wasn't there. I wasn't alive then. But you see the energy and the enthusiasm that Kennedy sparked among people, and yeah, we've studied. We could see where his presidency was aspirational, where it felt it was tragically too short. But there was this enthusiasm that he brought to invigorate people and engage them in politics, right? Ask not what your country can do for you, ask mm-hmm. what you can do for your country. And I think it's we need that in American politics today, that kind of move. It's not easy to find.
Do you think it's even possible with the opposition research and the way that the media, you know, is in everybody's palm of their hand, and some of it's true and some of it's not true? But I don't know. I don't know if it's set up to ever be like that.
Well, in 2008, I think we did see it with Obama, and in fact, several of the Kennedys, including Ted Kennedy, former President Kennedy's brother, Caroline Kennedy, Kennedy's daughter, endorsed Obama, and actually specifically Caroline Kennedy wrote an op-ed saying, never seen someone inspire people the way Barack Obama did. Now, that was in January 2008, and you know, obviously that his presidency, there's a lot we can discuss about policies, but you know, that was a very different period in social media.
I think it was
we have to reset.
There was a lot of energy. Yeah. There was a lot of energy for that. There's no doubt about it, and it was an inauguration. I was hoping for a centrist. didn't get it. But I because John Kennedy today, politically, he wanted tax cuts. He wasn't for Vietnam. I mean, there were a lot of things there that probably wouldn't jive, certainly with the progressives.
Well, right. And of course, you know, it's the unfinished presidency. So we all have there's a lot of promise and discussion of what Kennedy would have done, right, in 1964, if he had won re-election, if he had won to a second term in 64. We'll never know. But I think your point, Stevie J, that it's hard in this world of social media. It's very easy to tear people down. It's very easy to find flaws in people. And, of course, we know there's a lot about Kennedy's personal life that would medications he was taking, his personal relations that would be subject to much more scrutiny than they were, right?
Yeah.
But somehow we have to find a way to. We can't cut off what exists, right? I mean, we can't end social media, and nor do I think necessarily that we'd want to. But we have to find a way to kind of find hope, I think public officials have to find a way to build that hope, recognizing that they'll be torn down as easily as they're built up.
It's Mina Bowes on the Tappan Stein Talking phone line. Yesterday, now during our final few minutes, Mina, we talked about Thanksgiving and, you know, discussions at the table and not discussions at the table. Dear sweet Mina and I probably never voted the same in an election. Doesn't
right.
mean we don't love her.
That's
good.
Right.
So I want you to bait me, and I'll tell you how I would respond.
Yes, yes.
Ask me a political question. Pretend we're at the dinner table. I'm passing you a fantastic beef house roll with melted butter on it. And go ahead. I'm just practicing.
Yeah, we're going to practice.
Not going to come
right.
up.
I'll give you the standard liberal one.
Yeah,
how about this?
Okay.
Right? How can a former president who has been indicted on more than 90 counts even be competitive for the presidential election in 2024?
You know, Mina, boy, the presidency is such a hard job. I don't know. What have you done with your hair? It looks so good. I mean, your eyes are twinkling today. It's just amazing. How about that pivot? What do you think?
I think that's a little bit of Southern charm, which I know is not where you're from, but I think compliments always work well. And
yes.
One of my students said yesterday that we all need to have more empathy, and I think that's probably a good lesson.
Yeah.
But we were actually talking about Thanksgiving and politics, and I think Thanksgiving is a good time for empathy and kindness.
I think so too.
Prayer.
I think understanding that this is a God's blessing to have a country where everybody's supposed to come here and assimilate and kind of be on the same page. And I don't care who you are, what you are. You show me with your character, not your skin color. All that. I love all that. And I love listening more and loving more and hoping more than ever, because it's such a negative thing. It's hard to watch the news long term. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
It is.
It's just hard.
And really hoping that, I just have to say that, you know, the hostages who were been taken a month ago, that there is a path to their safe and
I think we're going to get 50 of them, and
that's what they're saying.
But again, I don't know how this is where divine intervention is my only solution. When you want each other dead, it's not about territory anymore. It's that you can't exist, and I don't know how you negotiate that.
This is a hard Thanksgiving for many reasons, but I think love, empathy, hope, prayer, right? I mean,
it's all there. I'd still be in your front row. You'd still ask me to put my hand down. Okay, we've already asked.
I welcome conversation.
We've already answered your questions 4 times.
Right.
Come on. Mina, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. We appreciate you for being on.
Thank you, CBJ, to you and your listeners and family and everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
You betcha.
Thank you.
That's Mina Bowes out in Long Island, Hofstra University. Professor Dr. Bowes, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
So, can you believe number 4 Marquette took down Kansas?
Christian told me that would happen.
73-59.
He said Marquette, no win. I mean, Marquette's really good. They should be number 1 now. You beat Kansas that way? Remember we did that with Wake Forest when we were number 5 and they were number 1? We vaulted to 1.
Yep.
Marquette showed me they should be the number 1 team. I know they play Purdue. Now, they beat Purdue tonight.
I know. That's at 4 o'clock.
If they beat Purdue today in Maui, it's totally Marquette number 1 next week.
Number 2, Purdue took down number 7, Tennessee, 71-67.
I'll take Marquette. Marquette is the... Listen, we found out. We didn't know. I said, was it us? Is it them? It's them. They're good. They are really good. They got that guard, the lefty.
And he's so fast.
They got Cam Jones.
Right.
Listen, and they guard hard. They steal. They go after second rebounds. Marquette is going to be they're going to be a one seed. Christian said they're going to be a one seed.
Right.
They're a really good team.
Father Joe Dundeville came to town when our Illini faced Marquette, so I'm sure he's all smiles and skipping his way into his Thanksgiving holiday. He has a birthday around this time of year, too, so... There you go, Father Joe.
Best team Marquette's ever had since they won the national title in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Al McGuire, that was a great team.
Awesome. So Florida over number 13 Colorado in some college hoops that was trending. That happened in overtime, 77-71. Got some great tournaments to watch. And I think the NBA is also doing some tournament stuff. We had the Pacers over Atlanta, 157-152. LeBron with his 39,000th point. He'll be 39 at the end of December. Lakers over the Utah Jazz, 133-99 yesterday. We had wins from Parkland's basketball teams. Both men and women are 7-0 on the season. Of course, our Illini men's team is in action against Western Illinois with an 8 p.m. tip-off on Friday. So I've been handing out tickets to winners, and everybody's happy about that. When it comes to Northwestern, I'm telling you, Stevie, people are looking at the forecast before they take these free tickets.
I know it.
It's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday.
It's not bad.
I was thinking to myself, oh, yeah, people want to go to this last game, but they are kind of fair weather fans.
I put the Sparse fan alert out earlier this week.
Right.
And Saturday's forecast is 27 in the morning, 40 peak of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's football. Come on, man.
Well, and Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph Jr. are, potential NFL draft picks.
Yeah, they're leaving.
This could be the last game.
This is the last game. They announced it yesterday.
Okay, gotcha.
The law firm is leaving.
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And it's the Turkey Trot. Tomorrow it steps off at 9 o'clock. You can learn more about what's happening at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana at urbanaparks.org.
Don't forget everyone to check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ampus Saturday, and it's a pretty quiet weather. Picture anticipated over a wide area of the Midwest, the Corn Belt, Central Illinois included in that. Over the next few days as we head on through this Thanksgiving holiday period, a couple of week disturbances on the maps and charts due in for early to mid next week, and an overall very chilly weather pattern, more typical of December around these parts in the days to come. But not today, partly sunny skies, seasonal temperatures up to about 47 with a northwest breeze, clearing off early on tonight, we'll bottom out at 27. Sun-filled for your Thanksgiving day tomorrow, high temperature on a bit of a southwest wind shifting northerly at 48 degrees. Clouds roll back in here tomorrow night, low down to 26, mostly cloudy, cold 43 on Friday. Over the rest of the holiday weekend, maybe a little snow, rain, shower mix here both Sunday and again Tuesday next week. 42 on Saturday, 40 on Sunday, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s continuing on into Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
reach your savings goals, Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
OpenAI brings Sam Altman back less than a week after he was ousted by the board of directors of the artificial intelligence startup. On Monday, hundreds of employees protested the company co-founder's removal, signing a letter saying if the board didn't resign and bring Altman back, the overwhelming majority of them would move to work with him at Microsoft. Most of the board members behind his removal are now themselves out. And the company has announced the formation of a new initial board. A labor group is gearing up for a board fight at Starbucks. The coalition of labor unions is looking to nab 3 seats on the coffee giant's board, according to the Wall Street Journal. The aim is to address what it views as a failure by the board to oversee the company's treatment of its workers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America is listening to Fox News.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY loan wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people.
We're going to have Ryan, a member FDIC, is what I interrupted. Mm-hmm. Ryan Heiser is coming out next Wednesday. He's going to talk about, he's the president of Fisher National Bank.
Oh, good.
A particular branch we talk to a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's going to talk about check washing. That is a massive problem right now. It's just people that are taking your checks at wherever, mailbox, post office, people inside, outside, businesses. There's cheaters.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Everybody's got bad people,
yeah,
I guess.
You're right.
Anyway, it's a good topic to discuss because I think we know somebody, or we've been victims of that.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I don't know what to tell you except.
Yeah, I had a friend. There was a disguise from the person using this person's checks.
No, that happened. Remember we had our wallet stolen and somebody dressed like Janet,
yeah,
who was in the drive-thru in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they were a minute away from catching them. And it's like a syndicate or something.
Right.
It's very organized. So anyway, Ryan Heiser will be on from Fisher National Bank next
Okay,
Wednesday.
Thank you for that.
Discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this will be our final show for the week, and then we're off tomorrow on Friday. We hope you have a little time yourself, hopefully tomorrow. And again, hopefully you get a place to go and eat. And
exactly.
I think Urbana still does their free lunch or something.
Yes, and you know, if you know somebody in need, there are resources out there. There are opportunities to still enjoy a great meal in our community. And then, of course, we get into go mode for the holidays and start shopping and everything else. And on Saturday at 6 in downtown Champaign is when I'm calling out the Creative Lit Parade, brought to you by Christie Clinic and Champaign.
Creative Lit Parade.
Yes, but it's the Parade of Lights. But, I mean, the entries are so creative.
I thought it was a new title.
No.
Okay.
The Parade of Lights.
You have to have lights.
You do.
And there are battery lights you buy.
Oh, I know.
Because you don't need plugs.
That's
obviously.
Right.
Oh, they're long extension
cords. I mean,
cords.
I take my little jackery everywhere when it comes to my speaker and providing music.
It's all battery powered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just a tiny battery pack, and it's great.
Man.
So anyway, that's happening at 6 o'clock downtown Champaign, and thanks to Champaign Center Partnership for organizing that. And then in downtown Philo on Sunday, the 26th at 5, is when they'll have a nice parade through downtown Philo. I think the tree's coming up tomorrow. Now, I passed through the coffee at the Philo Tavern today, and I forgot to ask him about that 30-foot tree that's usually coming up.
It might be bigger.
Oh, really?
Last year was massive. And I said, next year, they're going to say, what happened? I think it's bigger. I think a tree this year in Philo is going to be bigger, which is like, 30 to 40 feet.
Wow.
I can't believe where they're I think people are saying you can have mine in their yard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but why would you take that?
I mean, if it's in the back and in the foresty area.
I don't know.
Are they just chopping off the top of it?
No, I think they're getting at the base.
I see.
That's why it's so big.
It's quite an undertaking.
No, it's a sight. And Sunday night, they'll have the parade here and then lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were here last year because my mom was a grand marshal. And so I was upstairs at the radio here in downtown Philo, and I watched it, and I swear it was like, I'm in a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
This is so awesome.
It is.
There's so many people. And here we throw everything. I mean, Johnny bought things from Mardi Gras. So we were throwing out teddy bears.
Yeah.
He brought a lot of
awesome. So, but, you know, the driver was going way too fast.
Oh, no, Brian Mayhari, he was doing a great job. He did a great job.
Mean, we had reading this 3-minute bio about all this
stuff.
Well,
we want to keep it moving.
Still.
Whatever.
And I did have a critique for some of the Philo folks here because I've done so many of these.
Yeah.
And I should have been more kind and gentle. You know, these are volunteers.
No, listen, they put on a great thing, and the tree lighting will be, it's worth coming to Philo to see, because that thing is huge.
That was in my critique. Also, Santa's like working the room, only it's a street, and he's, you know, talking to everybody. And I'm like, Santa, we're getting ready to count down here. Let's approach the tree and count it.
Where are you from? You're from Kelowna? It was awesome. Everything was perfect.
Everything was fine. MC clock ticking in my head.
All right, so we've...
Santa's working the room over here.
We've got Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. I think Ed's on. I never confirmed, but I think so. And then we're going to talk a little about the assassination of John Kennedy. It was a pivotal moment in our history from the standpoint of, I don't know, I think you said it's Camelot. Camelot ended. It was all so perfect with a young couple and two young children, and everybody loved John Kennedy. And he was saying, "Well, he was a Democrat." Nah, he was a Democrat. He had a kind of problems with his personal life,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of women,
right?
But he definitely was not a Democrat progressive. He was a Democrat, but he was for tax cuts. He was not an advocate for Vietnam. Again, you don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
But can you imagine not going to Vietnam? Wow. We lost 56,000 souls in Vietnam.
And Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, he managed that, and it was a lot going on in his 1,000 days or whatever it was.
I've been watching these documentaries. I don't know if it's History Channel or what, but it is. Fascinating, the history on all of that.
Well,
with the Kennedys.
Johnny is well versed in all this
Jackie
subject.
Jackie Onassis too.
Oh, she was, Jackie Bouvier, mm-hmm. married John Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway, we'll talk a little more about that and get into a few other items here. All the guests today on the Tapman's Towing phone line. If you need Jim Hampton at Tapman's Towing, you'd call
328-2424 Tapman's Tow.
Jingles do work,
right?
So,
and you know, it's Blackout Wednesday, so if you can't drink, or if you're drinking, make sure you call, you know, to get your car towed or get there safely for Thanksgiving.
Uber
yes,
too.
That too.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5, and it is 22nd November 2023, It is the day before Thanksgiving. I know. Just write it down. Mm-hmm. You got a lot in your head. Me too. Write it all down so you don't forget. It's 7:30.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
As we approach the end of the year, you might want to think about some great tax-deductible donations, like with the Urbana Parks Foundation, or making a donation to the Youth Scholarship Fund to help cover the costs of kids attending summer camps. Your donation can help more kids attend summer camps next year. Mail your check to 303 West University Avenue in Urbana. Call Kelsey for details at 217-367-1536 or visit UrbanaParksFoundation.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The start of a four-day ceasefire in Gaza is expected to start tomorrow, according to Hamas, in exchange for the release of 50 Israeli hostages.
A U.S. senior official says that some American dual citizens might be among those released, including a little girl who will turn 4 on Friday. Hamas released a statement saying that 150 Palestinian prisoners, also women and children, would be released from Israeli jails through this deal.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Bad weather has been affecting some pre-Thanksgiving travel, but things are clearing up.
The destructive storm system that brought heavy rain, strong winds, hail, tornadoes, and many delays and cancellations across the country is now pushing off the East Coast. Conditions should start to improve this afternoon, but we'll still have lingering wet weather and snow for parts of New England.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinoisans urged to practice fire safety as you prepare Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving, the leading day for home fires involving cooking equipment. Tips to prepare include never leave food that you are frying, boiling, grilling, or broiling unattended. People should also use the turkey fryer outdoors only. Woman accused of being a U-Haul bandit arrested in Decatur. Decatur police said Lindy Miller wanted in 9 warrants in Macon County for numerous offenses, including burglary, aggravated fleeing, and eluding, and retail theft. Her nickname came from a U-Haul truck she's believed to have been driving during her alleged crime spree. With news of the kickoff to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, an anonymous donor stepped up to the plate to generate some momentum. They offered to match all incoming donations to the Salvation Army Champaign County this week, up to $10,000. It's a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $10,000. Any amount is going to be doubled thanks to everyone who gives. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Vicenity. And it's a pretty quiet setup across our part of the world for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Only troublesome weather for the day today. Out across the far north reaches of New England, snow there. Rains continue on for the Carolinas down through the Florida Panhandle. Otherwise, pretty uneventful as you get into the Midwest, throughout the plains, back into the high plains areas from Montana to Wyoming. Indications of winter storm potential there. A couple of those weak disturbances may arrive here at some point late in the holiday weekend, early next week as well, but nothing of significance anticipated from a winter standpoint. Partly sunny today, 47, a bit of a northwest wind, clearing off early on tonight, 27 for the holiday weekend. Thanksgiving Day, sun-filled in 48. We'll dip into the mid-20s tomorrow night. Friday, mostly cloudy, cold 43. And we'll see highs into the lower 40s Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s to near 40 Monday and Tuesday. Perhaps a couple of rain snow showers are due in for Sunday and again Tuesday of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate that, ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday, and we are not efforting Ed Martin. Where's Ed, Diane?
We'll look into that in just a minute, but I wanted to at least get you guys out of the gate and wish Johnny a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, same to you, Diane. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We should all be very thankful. Mm-hmm. Very, very thankful for what we got.
Well, we're thankful for you, Johnny, being on the radio with us so much. We'd certainly appreciate it, and people enjoyed Johnny on the air. There's no doubt about it. And I, again, famously asked, told Johnny he's the smartest guy I've ever met, and he said, that's a shame. So that was a pretty good line there. And that was spontaneous. It wasn't, well, that's what he first thought. Okay, 60, and I guess if Ed doesn't show today, we're talking, I wanted to talk certainly maybe the whole darn segment about what happened 60 years ago today.
And now for the next 30 minutes, as the world turns.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Walter Cronkite, Uncle Walter, the news anchor of our age, making that announcement. And, you know, Johnny, back in the day, we used to take calls and everybody reminiscing about where they were. Well, now we're all getting so old. You and I, you remember better than me. I was pretty small, but it was a historic day for America in a bad way. And I guess, you know, I was talking to the Larry and Gary at Coffee, and apparently Philo Grade School called an assembly to announce it. Mm. They were in fourth grade, and everybody has different recollections, but and Mike Clare said Mike Clare said he heard about it in the halls in high school. And I said, well, how would you, there's no cell phones. How would you have heard? I guess the TV or something. But anyway, Johnny, firstly, we were in California. Dad had a fellowship at UCLA. We were living on the campus in Westwood. What do you remember that?
Oh, sure. I was in third grade, and the teacher got a note from someone from the hall. It was only 10:30 because we were an hour earlier. Yeah. Maybe it was 11:30.
It was, you're right, 10:30 to Pacific time.
No, it would have been 2 hours.
Yeah, Pacific time, right.
Yeah, so that would have been 10:30, and then she didn't say a word till right before lunch. She said, the president has been shot. And then I said, is he dead? And she didn't know.
Oh.
And then I ran home, and Mom was crying, and he was just playing, Steve. He was just playing. You're only four. Come on.
Yeah, I think Mom said I went to her and I watched my favorite cartoon, Felix the Cat, and I said, something's wrong with the TV. And that's where Mom came out. And
okay, gotcha.
So, that's right. Yeah. So, it was. There's been a few days like quite as impactful as that one in my 68 years. But by the way, Lyndon Johnson was headed straight towards the Kennedy plane to keep it on the ground. He had his own Air Force Two 707, but he went to John Kennedy's plane, and when they went to leave, he said, we're not leaving until the plane takes off, which was disturbing to the Kennedy crowd at the time. They wanted to get back. He said, well, Bobby Kennedy called and said, I need to get in, sworn in before anybody leaves. And so that was where he was. That wasn't true. Bobby never called him. But that's just one of those many things about the whole thing. But he got sworn in on the plane that was actually Air Force One. And once he was sworn in, it became Air Force One again because he became president.
Right. So there was a man out for lunch at Daly Plaza named Abraham Zapruder, who brought a little 8mm movie camera to kind of film that. He's the only one, to my knowledge, that got any footage of the actual assassination. Would things have been different from the standpoint of proof and conspiracies and proven facts and things that are murky all around the Kennedy assassination had he not been there, you think, Johnny?
Yeah, absolutely, because it was clearly obvious that the Warren Commission report didn't match the film, and as in it didn't even come close. And they did show in Life magazine, they had a series of frames of the film showing how Kennedy's head went forward from Oswald shooting from behind, but it actually went backwards. They had switched the order of the film. And even Hoover said, yeah, that was a clerical error.
What the heck?
I don't know how they figured that out just from looking at the magazine or who came up with that one. But, I don't know that there would have been questions. There was really no reason, you know, to think anything else at the time. I mean, not really, unless you're on the inside or knew something, but
we just thought some idiot shot the president.
Yeah.
And,
well, there's a guy named Sam Holland. He was the supervisor of the railroad for the switching of railroad tracks. He was interviewed because he had a look at it.
Where do you think the shots came from?
Well, I know where that third shot came from.
Where did that shot come from?
Behind the picket fence.
Is there any...
Close to the little plaza.
Is there any doubt in your mind that that shot came from behind the...
There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind in the statement that I made to in the sheriff's office immediately after the shooting and the statement that I made to the Warren Commission. And I made it very plain there was no doubt in my mind what there was definitely a shot fired behind that picket fence.
Well, he had mentioned earlier, Johnny, that he saw the plume of smoke, and that was the grassy knoll, correct?
Yes, and that's where there were some, and there were a couple up in the book depository, although I don't believe Oswald was up there. Oswald was kind of a contract worker for both the FBI and the CIA, which we were told he was a communist loner that nobody knew anything about, and he'd gone to Russia, and that was the story of the day. What I always point out, and you can fact check it, but it was interesting to me, since the vice president was certainly rattled, Steve. This was quite a momentous event, but he managed to have enough, I guess, control of his, you know, emotions to get the car that the president had been in loaded onto a plane that night and sent to Detroit where it was fixed up, because he said the taxpayers paid for the car and he needed it.
So we did not do a forensics on the limousine with all the bullet holes that could have determined how many shots were fired.
Right.
Let me tell you, CSI Dallas 1963 would have figured that one out.
Right.
But
it wasn't there. That car was gone by dark.
Wow.
And
wow.
I thought that was one of the more telling things. And it's hard to believe. And I've looked at a few sources that corroborate that, but I wasn't there. But the only thing you could possibly say to that is that didn't happen. That could.
Yeah, no, that was shocking. But again, it was pretty evident, I think, by the film that he was killed immediately, right? I mean, there was no survival.
Yeah, I don't think there was. They pronounced him dead at 1 o'clock, but it was probably a half hour earlier that he was actually shot.
Yeah,
do
you think there's evidence somewhere in the bowels of our government that would definitively, you know, find out what happened? I know it's been buried for another, 100 years they put it away or something?
Yeah, I think there's all the evidence you would ever need. I don't think we're ready to admit it yet, but it's pretty clear that the Kennedy's got crossways with the mob and also the right wing with the Cuban Missile thing. And it was just a hit. And there's all kinds of evidence that points to that, witnesses, people who, there were, out of the 350 people in Dealey Plaza, 200 saw shots from another direction. There was also some shots from behind. And only 140 saw shots only from the book depository. And those were the only 140 that showed up in the Warren Commission.
Wow.
And so there's just things through the years now. Jimmy Carter, I think one reason that he got run off was he reopened the Kennedy assassination
Wow.
in 1979.
Wow.
And he was getting some serious slack for it. And the final conclusion was there was at least 4 or 5 shots fired. And they closed that book, shut her down, and nobody said another word.
Wow.
You could go look at that. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute now. There was only 3 shots fired at the most, and nobody could even shoot that gun as fast as those 3 shots.
Yeah, right,
they tried
right.
Everybody in the military. And then Hoover, the man above suspicion, and he was, said, well, it was adrenaline, you know?
Wow.
And so, you know, it's one of the stories of our time, I can tell you. It's amazing. And the impact is also staggering. We just don't know. There's a pretty strong theory we wouldn't have had the Vietnam
yeah,
War.
Yeah, because I think John Kennedy was very hesitant to go into Vietnam, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, I mean, that's 56,000 lost in that war that really divided us. And it was
well, awful. Not just that. What 66,000 Americans and then about 10 million Vietnamese. Wow. I mean, We're talking about a lot of
our, 56,000 of our soldiers and 10 million Vietnam. Wow. Wow.
Well, 5 to 10. We don't
lot,
have any
lot,
idea.
Right.
Remember
right.
the movie The Killing?
Yeah. Field? Oh, my. Yeah. Khmer Rouge, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And so we had, and then, you know, you go on through history, and it changed. It did change the course. And where America goes, so goes the world as far as the last 100 years.
You think it began the real distrust of our government? Was it kind of, I mean, because we went through World War II and Dwight Eisenhower was president and we were fighting the Russians, battle to go get, you know, space and all these other things and Cold War, all of that. But I think the beginning of like, we can't trust those folks. I mean, maybe
I think that was a big deal of the 60s. It really started an anti-government thing. It may not have started it, but it certainly grew from that point.
Yeah.
And then the Vietnam War really got us going. So, most of us didn't really want to do that. But it was a real turning point, and it's still intriguing to this day. Now, I can't tell you what Christian and Benjamin and Grace think about it.
Yeah.
They're 26,
yeah,
and that would have seemed like, you know, the Civil War news.
Yeah, no, I know. I guess it's Brother Johnny on the Tavern's Joint phone line, ESPN 93.5, talking Kennedy assassination. John Kennedy was our 35th president assassinated in Dallas this day 60 years ago. And I guess you all need to know historically the impact of that. And I guess we have to unfold all that and what that led to.
I'll tell you too, Stevie. I knew the guy from an FBI agent assigned to keep an eye on Lee Harvey Oswald in summer of 63. He was in New Orleans. And a friend of mine asked him, do you know what really happened? He goes, yep. I said, well, are you ever going to say anything? He says, nope, I took an oath to the director.
J. Edgar Hoover.
He didn't say, no, it's just like we said. It's just what happens in the war. He didn't say anything like that. He said, he's not ever going to blab it.
Yeah. I guess again, you're saying you got crossways with the mob, because I think, you know, Bobby Kennedy was the attorney general, and they were deporting people or whatever they were doing. But also, if it was a right wing, and it was J. Edgar Hoover a right winger?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I mean, would you?
And he
was
crazy. He was half crazy at the end too. That guy.
So obviously didn't get along with the Kennedys, but to put this together, would it have been a combination? Do you think? I guess the reason is why and how and who.
Well, Hoover thought, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, Hoover thought he was a threat to nuclear war.
Okay.
Hoover, and he hated Bobby Kennedy because he was a young snot kid. He was 38 or something, and he didn't like him. And he wasn't in on the planning, but he certainly was able to make sure the story they wanted out came out. And he was the kind of guy that would believe, the people just can't handle the truth. So he would have done that just on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, the mob story, Bobby was trying to take out organized crime, but Joe Kennedy, that was Bobby and John's dad,
yeah,
you know, he had a little bit of affiliation. He was certainly no mobster, but he did do some liquor running that,
mm-hmm.
and kind of knew the boys, and he got crossways with them twice, and that was it. And then Giancani, our Chicago mob boss, Sam Giancani, Joe Kennedy said, you can help me out with these Detroit boys. And he said, well, okay, why should I do that? He said, John, if I get involved in this, my son's political career is over. This is the story, okay, that actually makes sense. And my son will never be president. If he's president, you guys are home free, because Bobby was the one after the deal.
Okay.
And so that's why the mob, there's no doubt, the Chicago machine, which was largely influenced by the mob, delivered Illinois to Kennedy in the election.
Mm.
And also down in Texas, where Marcellus was working hard. That's Carlos Marcellus. Anyway, Kennedy wins. And instead of putting Bobby in a cubicle, which is what the mob boys thought was going to happen, he was appointed attorney general and doubled down on him. And that was it.
Well, too bad Johnny didn't know much about the assassination.
Yeah,
too bad you don't know much about this, Johnny.
I do know about it because when I came down here, I got laughed at for saying Oswald because it started here in New Orleans, and there was a lot of characters involved from New Orleans because that's where the judge was from. Remember JFK, the movie? Jim Garrison, the judge?
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember that one. And then the guy who was going to... They told Oswald, we're flying you to Cuba, and you're going to radio that Castro took them out so we can invade Cuba, kill two birds with one stone, president's gone, and we get Cuba back. That was what Oswald thought he was there for. That was his mission. The reality was they were just going to shoot him. He was the patsy. Remember that?
Yep. Jack Ruby, Sean Hamm. A texter says, good morning. To get to the truth, you need to take a little time. Watch America's Untold Stories. Eric Henley and Mark Rubert on YouTube. LBJ was behind it, got the presidency for allowing it.
I think he got the presidency. He wasn't behind it because it was a mob deal. But he was just next in line, and he knew about it. See, okay, we could go tidbit after tidbit. But he was behind Kennedy's car. He had it moved before they rolled. He just pulled over, and they got at the end of the line of the motorcade.
You gotta be kidding me. Really?
No, he was way in the back, and it was a convertible. Well, he had a Secret Service agent, and he gave that Secret Service agent a medal for jumping on and pinning him to the floorboard because in case that was someone trying to take out the government. And he said it was the most heroic act he ever saw. But Ralph Yarbrough, the senator from Texas at the time, was sitting in the back seat with Johnson. He said, that didn't happen. Both him and that Secret Service guy leaned their head, ducked their head down, and we were listening to the radio.
Wow.
So,
that's crazy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Johnny, I appreciate you.
To me, all the journalism stuff that came out of this, too, I mean, trying to find a lead, and when is the information going to be released, and when can we go with this story, and all the cameras and radios that were around the hospital and trying to get factual information. I mean, it was an interesting time, that's for sure.
Well,
and Diane, I'll tell you one last thing, Steve. What to me, one of the greatest impacts of the whole thing was this theory, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, right.
And it showed, man, if you just hold the line, we can get away with this. And here we are 60 years later, they kind of got away with it, Steve.
Well, and it's we still, again, we're all dying off now, the older people that really remember. But I think it's important to know the truth. What if Robert Kennedy Jr. gets in the White House?
I don't know. I don't know what his feelings on that are. I think he's kind of interested in his uncle's death. But I think if you want to spend any time on it at this point, just for his, at this point, it's historic curiosity. It's all out there. There's not 301 theories. It's one massive theory that kind of builds to the same result, and there's just a lot of facts that add up to it was quite a conspiracy, and the cover up to get away with that was almost more intriguing, Steve, because it had to go pretty deep.
Yeah, so. Johnny, we appreciate your knowledge and appreciate you being on, and thank you. Back to Bible study for you, and pray for us in America.
Absolutely,
and great blessings. We'll enjoy tomorrow. But thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless America. God bless you, Johnny. Thank you. Brother Johnny, New Orleans, Tapman's Joint Phone Line, ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:53. Hope you enjoyed that segment. Always podcastable at steviejay.com. Mr. Sudeman must be up and around.
Oh, yeah.
Call Good Vibes next.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems at Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. Interested in a free evaluation? Call Greg Wolf today at Watts Copy Systems.
We'll get everyone that's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn Avenue Saturday, and it's a pretty quiet weather picture anticipated over a wide area of the Midwest. The Corn Belt, East Central Illinois included in that. Over the next few days as we head on through this Thanksgiving holiday period, a couple of week disturbances on the maps and charts due in for early to mid next week, and an overall very chilly weather pattern, more typical of December around these parts in the days to come. But not today, partly sunny skies, seasonal temperatures up to about 47 with a northwest breeze, clearing off early on tonight, we'll bottom out at 27. Sun-filled for your Thanksgiving day tomorrow, high temperature on a bit of a southwest wind shifting northerly at 48 degrees. Clouds roll back in here tomorrow night, low down to 26, mostly cloudy, cold 43 on Friday. Over the rest of the holiday weekend, maybe a little snow rain shower mix here both Sunday and again Tuesday next week. 42 on Saturday, 40 on Sunday, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s continuing on into Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, there's Steve Suderman. Good vibes. That's Round Barn and Champagne. That's where you get all your fancy schmancy home theaters and TVs and sound systems. How are you, Buster?
You know, they say everybody that was alive at that time remembers what where they were and what they were doing.
Where were you, the Kennedys?
Mr. Ganser's geometry class, I remember it, you know, clear as a bell. And everybody just was in stunned silence. You know, we're 13 or 14 years old or whatever it was. That's a while back. So, hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. We are down to the wire. If you get the paper, our ad is in Section A. If you're on our email list, you got something from us on Monday. If you didn't open it, you're going to see it again today. Please do open it. It shortcuts you right to the heart of the deals. So the links will take you to if you want a soundbar or if you're thinking about a woofer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's really been fun to watch what's going on right now. Samsung dropped $600 off the projected Black Friday price of their QD OLED. I mean, it was just ridiculous. They put out 2 weeks ago, it was $3,000 and $600 off of that. The frame TVs all dropped on Friday, like something like 30% or thereabouts. So Samsung's really playing. The LG OLEDs are at bottom dollar, but we have a QNED, that's the mini LED design, combined with their nanopixel. There's an 86-inch TV. It was going to be $2,300. We picked it over a couple $2,000 candidates from Sony and Samsung because we liked it better. And then they dropped it to $2,000. So we were smug. And I mean, on and on. Sony on everything, receivers, Blu-rays, headphones, of course, all their TVs. Sonos is 25% off and 20% off depending on what product. Denon receivers. Klipsch went nuts. The Klipsch pricing is below, sometimes it's below what we used to pay for the stuff.
Wow.
So everybody's gone nuts. Even the smart home stuff from Google, like the video doorbells and that, are just, they're stupid cheap. So
they're trying to get people into good vibes and spend money on get incredible deals, you're telling me. Man.
If you can get the same price as online, why wouldn't you want to buy it local?
You want to buy it local. Want to buy it local.
Where tech support is not 1-800-I-DON'T-CARE.
Nope.
And, you know, if you do want to just click it and not leave your house, we do have a transactional website, so it'll still show up at your door. We'll just drive it over in a van. But
that's crazy. Nice. With service. And you got guys that'll be there if something goes wrong, man. That's huge.
You can get help. That's the big deal. You can't get help online.
I got your
not easily.
Got your Luke Goody ad here coming up. Mm-hmm. Your buddy Luke can shoot it, man. It's amazing. He's really good.
Oh, yeah. That was fun getting that little relationship re-up.
Yeah, it was. All right, so back when Steve was opening the store over 50 years ago, music was coming out of the radio. Oh, yeah. One hit wonder here. Let's go.
Hughes Corporation.
Oh, yeah, man. It's called Rock the Boat. So go.
Steve's, brother.
Steve's favorite song. Hey, listen.
Hughes Corporation.
Hughes, H-U-E-S.
Uh-huh.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you, my friend. We appreciate you. Go to Good Vibes Round Barn. How else can they reach you? Gvibes.com?
Gvibes.com are where the deals are.
Thank
Take
you.
A look there and then come see us.
You're the man.
Thank you, guys.
Your touch has thrilled me. No, man. I think this is 1974.
Okay. So
50 years ago.
Kind of before you started spinning the heads.
Yeah. Didn't start spinning those till 77.
Walking in the Poison Apple in downtown Champaign with the rack of records under your arm. Here comes Stevie J. When we started this, like, you know, 13 years ago in November, we had calls in about some of the songs you used to play, Sugar Hill Gang and all that.
Yeah. All right, this is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. The news coming up. Don't rock the boat, baby.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Hey, Luke, do you like music?
Well, yeah.
How about gaming?
I'm competitive by nature. Why are you asking?
Whether it's a video game, movie, or ball game, all content looks spectacular on a 10-foot screen lit up by a Sony laser projector that you can now get for under $6. The color's fantastic, and there's no lamp to replace.
So, what's that got to do with music or games?
In home theater, the picture's only half the equation. You can get a Sony ES receiver with hyper-fast HDMIs, hundreds of watts, Atmos, HDR, DTS:X, high-res, 7 channels that sound great with a 5-year warranty standard for $10.99. It's fast enough for games and beefy enough for the most demanding music and movies.
I bet it sounds good. Can I stream to it?
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Chromecast, AirPlay, Spotify Connect, and it works with Sonos.
Okay, I get the picture and the sound, right?
Oh, right, Luke. You're on the ball.